you can make movies now with the new iPhone.
That's what they're boasting. I mean, what, the generation before the 15 already had cinematic or whatever it was? It's wild to me. But also, great, more stories for out there.
Yeah.
Or more 3-second reels for people. I don't know.
Slash more access to like do the things you want to do. No excuses. No more
excuses. No excuses. Speaking of no excuses, I saw that you, bro, I am so proud of you. The fact that, and I know you're not the only one, but you're the only one that I know in my sphere that like travels X amount of distance. In this case, you were you were in LA yesterday from the Bay, and then now you're here in my studio.
Yes, sir.
And I found this out because I stalk my friends on social media just to know what they're up to. And Dov, I was like, this guy is up, I'm guessing 4:30.
Nice. That's exactly when I left.
Okay, good.
That's crazy.
By just looking at the video that you posted of that horizon and seeing where the sun was, I'm like, this fool was up. This is not like, this is, he's finally waking up while driving. I'm like, oh, I should record this. Right? Yeah, am I close?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was amazing. Because I was getting up and I was like, this guy is already on the road. Like, not and just before the grapevine or something.
Yeah, not the beginning of the road. That no. was like midway.
You were midway. Yeah, you were waking up. Yeah. And that sunrise was looking beautiful.
It was like 7 o'clock. I posted that.
Yeah. Where were you? Where were you? I mean, I have an idea of where you go to LA, but like, walk me through that. Oh, but before we do that, we should figure out who we are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Before we get into that, I'm David Morales. You can find me everywhere at Active Poet. You could stalk my stuff like Tossie did there.
Yeah, and I'm Tossie Alabastro. You can find me everywhere on social media at Tossie Alabastro. And this is
our podcast, Art Time Job.
A support podcast for aspiring and working artists from us. Working and laughing and artists. And we want to jump into the topic of like locations.
Yeah.
And that's always when you first brought this up to me, I was like, locations? Like, immediately my mind's like location scouting, because I don't know why that word specifically for me contributes to like, oh, location scouting. Yeah. But you're like, no, like where you are and where you want to work. I was like, oh, okay. So like the region, I guess, right? As it would be considered in the industry.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know a lot of people question, like, where should I be to be an artist? And I think we're blessed to be in this beautiful digital era. There's, you know, silver linings in it that, like, you could be anywhere and still do everything you want to do.
Yeah, I know. It's great seeing, and I don't know if this has always been kind of widely known, but I'm seeing a lot more, and this is, like, on the celebrity sphere. I'm seeing a lot more celebrities talking when they're, like, being filmed, they're on their ranch, not anywhere close to LA. And there's so much more, at least what's filtering to my stuff, so much more talk about like not being in LA.
That's what I'm saying.
That like, oh, my agent sent me this, or, you know, I flew there, which is nice. What a delight to be flown out for.
Oh, man.
Something, right?
It's only happened to me once.
Something to aspire to. Which one was that?
That was when I was in Korea.
Yes.
Samsung commercial. Yeah.
Sorry, I literally yesed loudly through that. Where were you?
Korea.
For what?
A Samsung commercial. For 3 weeks. And it sucked because it was during the pandemic. Oh, I used the word. I used the P word. It was during the pepperoni. And 2 weeks of that was in a government hotel, and I couldn't leave the hotel.
You were quarantined.
Quarantined, man.
That was rough. What did you end up doing?
You know, about how, 2 weeks. You know, oh, what was I doing in there?
Yeah.
Good question.
That's a long 2 weeks.
Watching a lot of K-pop on TV, reading. I was still taking acting classes. It just sucked. I had to do them at like 5 a.m. while everyone was like logging in at like, I think 2 in the afternoon. I wrote some music. I made a lot of TikToks. I was on my TikTok time. That was actually when me and Steven actually plotted.
Oh, that was when?
Once a month thing.
Interesting.
Had a lot of free
time. Did they give you a Samsung phone?
No.
Well, lost the opportunity on their end.
Refrigerator? Nothing Samsung. I was hoping to go home with a fridge.
They give you a car?
No.
Oh, man. Those Samsung cars, man. You got to get one.
Got to get one.
So anyway, you were on the road yesterday. You got to where you needed to get safely. What?
Yeah, I had an audition the day prior. My agent texted me.
Bless you.
Woo!
Whoever's editing, edit that sneeze.
Nah, keep it in. I'm blessed. All right. No, the day prior, I was at the studio with my producer, Rob, and I got a call from my agent around like 4, I want to say, being like, hey, you got a call back. You got to be in LA the next day at 10 a.m. Right then and there, I was like, do I look up flights or do I drive? And I was like, I'll look up flights, because on Monday I did fly out there for the first audition. And mm-hmm. luckily I got blessed with the rates. Like, it was only $250 round trip. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. Yeah. And I was like, if I can get that again, I'll fly. No. One way was like $275. And I was like,
well, a huge difference.
Yeah. And I was like, I am driving. So I had to be there at 10. So I left at 4:30 to get myself, I always try to give myself like an hour, because you know, you got a pit stop for gas, you know, you might need a stretch, traffic driving into LA. So I was like, yeah,
you got to account for so much,
so much.
Yeah.
An hour at the minimum I try to give myself. So yeah, then I made it into LA, around like 9:30, had like an audition.
Did you have breakfast at that point?
I brought a whole bunch of fruit with me on the road. Okay.
So you had something in your stomach.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got a yerba for the way back.
Oh.
Yeah. yeah. So I had my audition. It was a quick one, probably like 10 minutes in the room total. And then I had that workshop, the Business of Arts workshop.
Congrats on that, by the way. The California Arts Council.
Yeah. So now I'm in that.
We'll get into that topic down the road.
Down the road.
I know we might have some watchers, listeners who are interested in that aspect, right?
Yeah. Y'all follow CCI on IG if you want some business resources. They're amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I knew I had to be somewhere with Wi-Fi at 2. And it was like 10:40 at the time. And I was like,
where?
All right.
Where?
So I stopped at a Starbucks in Coalinga, I think that's where it was. It's like right by Los Baños, a little bit right
Coalinga.
There. Yeah.
Is that a part of sex ed?
Maybe. Yeah. I'm skilled in Coalinga.
Yeah. Anyway, so you stopped in Coalinga.
Because I couldn't make it home before 2 o'clock. So I was like, I'll stop there.
Yeah.
I had a little breakfast at Starbucks, had pumpkin spice oat milk.
Just the season.
Just tis the season, you know?
Yeah.
While we're filming this, it's fall, y'all.
By the way, what was the vibe there?
At the Starbucks?
Yeah.
It was popping, bro. They were playing music hella loud. And I was like,
uh-oh,
I got to take my Azumi in outside. But like, for the most part, I was vibing.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
It was a popular one too.
Wow.
It was nice. It was big. A lot of people came through. I was like, oh, this is.
Because, you know, sometimes you pull into a Starbucks and it's desolate.
Yes.
And you're like, what happened here?
Not this one.
Not this one. Okay, not that's
this
good.
One. This all is right. A popping one.
Yeah, we're not sponsored, by the way.
No. Starbucks. Shout out Mermaids. And yeah, then I made it home after the 2 to 5 session around like 7:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was like when you posted that first video.
Yeah.
7 or 8.
Yeah. 12 hours later. I always try to weigh out. I'm like, a lot of people were like, oh, it's a 1 hour flight, but you also have to like take into consideration the time to get to the airport and the time after. I'm like, I'll say a 1 hour flight usually is like a 3 hour process. Getting up, going there, it's all that stuff. So it's like 6 hours, you know, for the $500 it would have been. Or 9 hours for 2 tanks of gas. Shout out my Volt. It's only like one tank, one way and one tank one way.
No, so it's kidding.
Like $80. Oh. $80, 9 hours.
Yeah.
6 hours, $500.
You were clearly doing the maths.
Of course, I always have to. I'm like,
would you have saved more if you had I guess if someone else was carpooling down with you for a reason?
Yeah, if they wanted to. If anybody wanted to split in gas and like.
I wonder how often that happens. Like, I guess this is. It never occurred to me to be like, how often does that happen where I don't see that on social media?
You know, I had a friend. Shout out Sammy. There was the time when I first got signed to my first agent in LA, and she would test me all the time because she was like, I don't like signing actors from the Bay because they need to be here whenever I need them to be here.
Yeah.
And my friend Sammy at the time, I think he was just bartending, so we had his like weekdays really free. Oh. And there was a couple of times he was like, yeah, I'll come with you. And it just made the trip so much nicer.
Yeah.
Like every time I had to drive.
Yeah.
But also I always take calls. Like that's my favorite thing to do. Like Roman, our friend Roman was up at 5:30.
taking calls?
He called me. He's like, I'm going to call you. And I was like, all right. And he talked to me for like an hour and a half during my trip. He's like, I was going to journal, but he was like, I'd rather just have you be my journal. And he just like went off. And I was like,
all also, right. Shout out to Rome for journaling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a nice habit to have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess the question for the listeners and how I want to ask you, or what I want to ask you, is like, have you ever thought of moving somewhere where maybe there's more artists, or maybe you can be exposed to more of the art that you want to do?
That's to me right now. I guess there's no one else in this room. Yes. You know, I think I've had the fortune of experiencing something. I say fortune now because enough time has passed from this time period. For those of you who don't know who I am or were unaware, I started my acting career in Hawaii because I was desperately looking for an outlet and a way to get my parents to stop asking me about, like, are you going back to school? Because I had dropped out of where I was attending, which was SFSU, San Francisco State University. So I took an acting class, and really it was like revelatory. Like, I didn't look back after that, literally, right? And at some point in that journey, I was really invested in that, exploring that as a career. And I felt like I was making headway in, you know what I mean? Like, because I don't know anything. I didn't know anything or the scope of what things could be. I thought that every opportunity was like the golden opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, my story there was, I was cast in season 2 of Lost, which at the time was a cultural phenomenon, right?
Were you?
I was, as an other, right? So like, and we'll get into like the story of script writing and all that later.
Because you never told me this. You were Lost?
I was cast in Lost. I didn't.
Do you have a line?
No, I didn't do it.
Oh.
Because I had to move to San Jose for a family emergency, which, you know, I won't share here, but it was dire enough that when my parents had asked me to move, I'm searching because I want to make sure I'm cognizant of the people involved.
Of course.
It happened literally in less than a week.
Wow.
So I had to like break up with my girlfriend then. Cause there was a whole thing.
Yeah. What an excuse. Keep going.
Yeah. Right. and then I like was in San Jose the very next day of them asking. Right. It was wild. It was a wild, wild, wild. Pulling me from like what I felt was like, these are my roots of like, I'm learning how to act, and just feeling really invested. And finally I felt a purpose to, maybe not a purpose, but like I felt that spark of passion.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is really what I want to do. And I'm so excited about it. And then to be ripped. Right. So I get here and I spend the next maybe like year and a half, not at all doing any of that, because I'm in a new area. I've got these really big responsibilities. And I just didn't know how to navigate that as a person yet. And at some point, you know, I get into the art scene here and get into the rhythm of like theater in the Bay Area and auditioning for commercials and like short films and doing movies. So do all that. So I think that was an awfully long way to say that because of that experience, it didn't really humble me, but it made me realize like I can make the best out of the craft wherever I go.
Facts.
Right? Like now that I've discovered it for myself, that's something that no one can really take away from me.
Yeah.
It just takes a little bit of time. So when I guess there's no strong aspiration to conquer Hollywood, I guess. Yeah. Like, when people ask me, oh, don't you want to go to like New York or LA? I'm like, I mean, I don't, not really. Like and we talk about ideal situations, right?
Yeah.
Ideal situation
is you by a dock fishing.
Yeah.
What is that, Portugal you said?
Portugal, yeah. Or right. Some like coastal town, right? But at the end of the day, I love, love, love the idea that I don't have to be in a rat race.
Oh.
That I can create work that I like and I want to do, and that people who are in places that can hire me get to see it, and they're willing to, like, you live at this place? That's fine. We'll figure a way out to get you to on set.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you live in LA because it's close to a lot of things, right?
Of course.
Casting directors are there, power makers are there, whatever. But like the amount of movies that you see that are done in a different location, what does that say? You just, it's like, okay, I get it. Do I want to do that? Do I want to be in Canada? I'd like to experience what that is. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
sure.
It's, but it's not like if I don't do it, it's not going to break my world.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So
you talking about the Bay was something that was mind blowing to me when I was in college. My teacher was like, did you know there's over 250 theater companies in the Bay Area? And I was like, what? And for me, that was like employment. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I can always work here. Like the Bay Area is so rich in theater for those who don't know. That's why I love the Bay so much. Mm-hmm. LA does have theater. There's a lot more black boxes or like really high up productions where they put stars on.
Yeah.
But I feel like the great, like where everyone could shine in equity, you know, community, professional is the Bay. Like, and everything is not too far away. Mm-hmm. And since theater is my home, that's why I'm always like, I love it here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus our communities here. And something that you said in this story that really made me realize why I love being where I am is like, you are where you are. And I think a lot of people think they'll get the hustle moving somewhere, mm-hmm. which is true. Some people might. But like for me, I'm like, if you are not trying to be a big fish in the small pond you are in now,
yeah.
what makes you think you're going to be a big fish in a giant ocean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, yeah. yeah. I think places like LA and New York and Chicago are like well-oiled machines.
Atlanta now,
yeah, they know how to like do what they do.
Yeah, and we're speaking, I guess, in this case for those regions, specifically like TV.
Oh yeah, movies. And acting and stuff like that.
Right, LA. I guess LA has that thing of like they do a lot of TV shows there too, mm-hmm. and you can be on Broadway, and at some point have a schedule where you do. You know, featured roles or whatever on TV shows, right? Like Law and Order.
Well, I mean, New York, I think that's all in New York.
Yeah, that is all in New York. Yeah. That's the convenience of that.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I think those are well-oiled machines where people, if you just want to like go exactly where you're around more artists, you can rub shoulders with more artists. That's dope. But mm-hmm. I also feel like in the Bay Area, we kind of stand out a little bit more. I'm not talking to artists all the time, and that's okay with me.
Yeah.
I'm okay with running into people who are not artists.
But there is an awesome, and when we're talking about regions, right, and talking about local artists, mm-hmm. like I love that I can experience that down the street.
Yeah.
And I'm familiar enough with them. Like they may not, some of the artists that I know locally may not have seen any of my shows. But I feel comfortable enough telling them that I'm an actor, mm-hmm. And that they can understand that's also part of the art scene, you know. And like I can find ways to support you guys too.
Yeah.
But I guess the question people might have is, okay, well, if I want to, how do you make money as an artist in the Bay? Doesn't it seem better to have like an agent in different regions? And like, what does that look like?
And you can. I am living proof for that. I have three agents in LA.
Do they all know each other? How does that work?
I think three of them know each other. I think the three in LA know each other. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How does that work? They're in different categories.
Okay.
One is my manager who does some theatrical auditions. And she's the one who introduced me to my commercial agent, strictly does commercials. And then my voiceover agent, my manager also represents somebody who has that same voiceover agent. So, they just focus on those things in the region of LA / in the country. And then my Bay Area agent just does the Bay Area, mm-hmm. strictly that. So the only time there's conflict if I get two auditions for the same, and then I usually talk to them or whoever sent it first, that's who I'll do it. But I think the most important thing, no matter where you are, with our digital age, you can create the content you want and you can get representation wherever you want, but you just have to be available to go to where the job is or where the opportunity is, mm-hmm. at the drop of a hat. Like the start of our story, you know, I'm like, you know, I had plans to shoot content yesterday, but I'm like, things change.
Yeah. That could be that thing of like there is such a thing as too much of a good thing, right? Like if you had too many agents, for example, like five, and they all want you to go on the same day for something.
Yeah.
That's so much more stress for you to try and speak with them about, like, who, what are you going to prioritize?
I don't know. I like it.
You like that?
Because
that would give me.
Yeah. Yes. And see, when I was, when I got signed with my voiceover agent.
Yeah.
I got so many auditions. Mm-hmm. Like every week I like averaged to like 1 to 10.
I saw your spreadsheet. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. For like 1 to 10. Yeah. And I needed to get my reps up.
Yes.
And yeah, the fact that I was doing it so much, I felt like I was getting better and I was exposing myself to more casting directors and more people. So I was like, okay, these people are like getting familiar with me. Same thing with commercials and like theatrical, like people need to know who you are.
Yeah.
If you're competing with the big dogs, like they need to at least know your name. Be like, oh, I've seen him before.
Yeah.
See, we got this time, you know? And I feel like for us trying to be sustainable as an artist or like in all these places, we got to get to that money wherever it's at, you know. Yeah. You just get one audition a month
from one agent.
I'm like, what's your probability?
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. We're talking about probabilities here. I guess that's that's one way to kind of ease the decision making if you're on the fence about trying to occupy a couple of different regions, right? Yeah. Like, what's the probability?
I think it comes hard when it's like you have to fly out for an audition or something like that. But if they can do everything online until you actually book the gig and then you can go down there, all right, it all works out. Yeah. You know, but
would you say that that thing that you just talked about where you can do it remotely has increased after the pantyhose?
Of course. Of course. The pantry just definitely made everything easier for people to get representation.
Yeah.
And I think casting directors like it too, because some days they're like, you know what? I just want to be on Zoom in my room and like, this is all I have to do.
Just
I don't have to stick in LA traffic just to get here. You know, it's I think it's more convenient for all. I know some people really don't like self tapes and some people like being in person. Like I like being in person to win the room and it puts more pressure on like, I got to get these lines off and I only have one shot. You know,
I love what you just said. Win the room.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna have to be a topic for a different
man.
How to win the room?
Yeah, I mean we could touch it real quick. How do you win the room? What's like one thing you do to win the room?
I don't think about when I step into the threshold of the room. I don't think about the task that I need to complete. Mm-hmm. That's not the first thing I think of. I think of who am I? Literally.
An existential question.
It is. I face myself with that. Like, who am I? And I think the answer that I usually get back is I'm a grateful person.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I don't think of it like, who am I? Yeah. You know, I think it's like, who am I? I'm grateful. Okay, who are these people? And so for me, it makes me curious about them.
Yeah.
And who they are at that moment.
Agreed.
And even if I don't get to ask them, like, how are you? Who are you? You know, it's in my mind, right? That the most important thing is not the thing that I'm trying to memorize.
Agreed.
And does it always work? Not really, as far as like, I'm not always memorized or I'm not always booked, but I feel good and I feel like I can approach the work in a way that respects my time and that I feel like we're equals in this collaboration, right? Like I don't want anything from you in that way. I just want you to be present for this work that I'm about to do for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Same. I just try to create good energy going into a space.
Mm-hmm.
I try to think of like how I would want to be greeted.
Yeah.
If like I'm seeing multiple different people, I'd want somebody who's prepared, but also somebody who I know I can work with.
Yeah.
And like, if like we're at lunch, it's not going to be like, oh, I'm this person. You're like, maybe I don't want to eat lunch with you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like somebody who's like, oh, it seems like a good person. Right. Obviously, and something you mentioned, don't be that person. Be like, hey, you guys like sports?
Yeah.
Hey, you see that game? Like, it's like.
Like, that's not what we're.
No.
Yeah.
It's got to be convenient.
Bring it back in the room.
Yeah. Enough to be like, yo, like, I like to have a good time. This is what I love to do. And here's the person I am. Like, keep it simple. And like, I just smile a lot. I'm like, hey.
So
but also be yourself.
Yeah. So I think what you and I are both kind of touching on is the sense of like, you have to hone yourself to be able to read body language.
Facts.
Quickly. And then move on with like that in your mind, right? Like,
yeah, so not take it personal if they're like, hey, how are you doing? You know, like they have a lot going on. Like, if you are empathetic to be like, you're stressed. I'm sure there's like a million clients over here. Like, I'm just coming in to give some good energy and show you what I can do. That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, you like it? Cool. If you don't, I'll see you next time.
Right. Exactly. I'll see you next time. I love saying that.
Yeah.
At the end. Like, yeah. I'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it gives that sense of like, I know what my job is.
Yeah.
And my job will bring me back here in some way.
Yeah.
I love that mentality. I'll see you next time. Yeah. Or I'll see you later. Yeah. Regardless of the decision that you make, right? I'll see you next time. That's a long, that was a long gap.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
I had this question about like,
please,
about like observing the room and taking it all in. Oh, it's gone. Oh, well, it's okay.
We'll get back to it. Nice. A synchronous thing. I was going to ask you, you know, we're talking about, locations, talking about like, you know, LA, Chicago, New York. You know, I feel like Chicago and New York are more like theater centric, and LA and New York are both like film centric.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of like music, and then I'm like, oh, music has its hub, like Austin, Nashville, like these other pockets. And I was going to ask you, when it comes to streaming, you could be anywhere, right? Like being a streamer or a gamer?
Yeah, as long as you have a strong internet connection, it doesn't matter. I think what I've noticed, though, I mean, the landscape might have changed, but because that money could be so much, like if you're in a place where you don't have to pay that much rent, that's a lot of revenue coming your way.
Yeah.
Right? Like that YouTube money, people laugh about it, and it is really rare to have the YouTube money, but all at the same time, it's not, right? And you literally can move wherever you want, as long as you're consistent with your content making. And people also, what I've noticed, like in that situation, if you're a live streamer or content creator, this is both good and bad, right? Everything is content. So yeah. I've done like research on like YouTube, and I saw their creators, there's a niche where they create vlogs based on moving into an apartment.
That's cool.
It is cool. And it's interesting, right? Like, I don't remember the content creator's name because it's some time ago, but they had just moved and they started their vlog series by saying, it's catchy. That's the other thing. It's catchy, right? Like, I think the title was like, checking out 5 inexpensive apartments in New York City. People like, algorithm likes lists. People are always looking for ways to save money. People are curious about how to live in New York. Right. So they hit all these spots, and I don't think they purposely did that. I think they just literally, that's what they were going to do that day.
Yeah.
So they filmed that, and it became this journey of this person finding the best place, checking out the area, you know, like the things that you would normally do.
Yeah.
But they decided to record it and share it in such a way that like was consumable.
Man, this is that, like, you know why this hits home? Like, I feel like I've been searching more like tax and like business stuff. It's like the stuff we wish we could learn, and like how to do, like, how do I move into an apartment?
Yeah.
How do I find these things? How do I negotiate a deal? Like, what does it look like?
Yeah.
These are life skills that people are like, yeah, I'm going to do that one day.
I think she had one about like talking about lease stuff. See? And like, New York lease is weird. Like, like, what can you do in your apartment? Things like that. Like, you don't know, right?
You don't know.
Can you renovate in an apartment?
Yeah. Can I have a dog?
Yeah, exactly. There's so many things. Like, what do you do for mail? Like, do you have to get a mailbox?
Is that an extra charge? Is that HOV? Yeah. Like,
so she made a whole, her channel grew because of that. And she was consistent. And she was willing to share vulnerability of like, I'm so frustrated, you know? Yeah, all of it.
Key.
So yeah, when we were talking about, I think we might've gotten a little off course, but when we're talking about, regionality, location for creating your art.
Yeah.
I think you can move to a place and help it be inspired by it, by the setting, the people, the community.
Yeah.
But with the internet being the way it is, if you are willing to put yourself out there in that way, I don't think it matters too much.
Yeah, I think the main thing that anybody thinking of moving, some people do need that big leap.
Yeah.
Like, get away from their surroundings. Like, if you have toxic environment, like around you, hazards, the people, whatever, and you need to get away, do it. For anybody who's like, oh, I'm doing it here, but I just want to do more, I would highly recommend to do as much as you can where you are, collaborate with the people who are around you, you know, work at the places you want to. save up some money and go over there, because I think what people don't realize is, like, when you go to a new region, you lightweight have to start over.
Reset.
And you might like that, yeah, you know, yeah, but that's new friends. That's a new job. Like, how are you going to afford to pay your stuff? Like, me, I'm blessed. I have multiple streams of income, and, like, they're all flexible jobs. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like where I'm at. And if I move to LA, I'm gonna have to start over. And I'm like, all right, right, what do I want? Oh, I guess I'm gonna have to be a bartender. Oh, can I really call out to go to this? Maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, can you risk it? Like, how long can you be, like, saved up in rent yeah. for you to risk it, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes you might need that hustle underneath you. Be like, I'm gonna make it worth. Cause like in those big regions, it might yeah. be cool to get an internship working for a production company or like, a studio or like,
yeah, I know some, like if you're a screenwriter, for instance, yeah. I know there is a lot of like internships that kind of do that. I think Paramount had one where you are in an internship, but then you also write like a spec episode in that way. And like to kind of showcase your yeah. talent. But I want to go back to what you're saying, cause I think that is important for the folks that might need to hear it, that sometimes you do need to leave your environment to reset or like figure out who you are as a person and how that relates to you as a artist.
Agreed.
Because if you don't quite have that aligned, then you're not, you may not be moving as quickly slash far as you think.
Yeah.
Because you're going in circles, right? You're kind of having to like retrace steps, and you might not know that, but if you're in an entirely new region by choice, maybe, you get that opportunity to kind of see what's ahead or behind you. Like, okay, that was what I used to do. What can I do now? And what does that feel like?
Yeah.
Makes me think actually the power of reflection. Like you got to stop and look back and see exactly like the milestones that you have.
Totally.
To get a sense of, oh, okay, here are next steps. And next steps could look like getting an agent in a new region. It can look like doubling down on where you already are. It can look like, I don't know, what looking back and reflecting on things.
Have I done everything I want to do where I'm currently mm-hmm. at? Is mm-hmm. there any place I want to go? Like, I think for me, why I chose LA to get my representation is because I wanted skin in the game before I even consider moving. I think mm-hmm. a lot of people will be like, I got to go to LA.
I got
to
move first.
And never have been to LA. And I'm like, wow, that's what's up. I mean, like, hey, well, shout out to you.
It's Joe. Some people can do it.
And like, for me, I'm like, I would not move anywhere without having some sense of like community. I'm like,
yeah.
am I involved in classes right away? Do I have representation already out there? Like, I want to have like a resume in LA before I'm actually there. And like, you know, something tangent, but something that I wish would have happened, I don't blame my mom for this because she was super busy, you know, around the time, but like I remember applying for colleges mm-hmm. and realizing I've never set foot on any college campus when I was applying, and I was like,
you don't know,
I'm just applying because that's what everyone these places, because everyone else is talking about them. But like, there's something about all these places that you imagine, New York, uh-huh. Nashville, Canada, wherever you want to go, please go there first, check it out. Get a vibe, you know, before you even move there.
That makes me think. Yeah, I remember I applied to University of Maryland. Mind you, I grew up on an island in the south, middle of the South Pacific, applying to this like Ivy League, like East Coast school. And I'm like, what's that like? I don't even, you know, like it snows there. Will I like snow? Like,
yes.
The same thing applies, right? To will I like living in a small apartment that, you know, I don't even know what the neighborhood's like?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool to get immersed in that stuff and just find out firsthand, but like you don't have to struggle, you know?
Yeah.
And through social media, man, you could pop off anywhere and then get the blessing of like getting your bills paid and move anywhere you want.
Yeah. Wow. What a situation. What a situation.
Yeah. I don't know. I like to be close to my friends and family. That's just me. That's important. If I ever move to LA, I've told people this multiple times and I'll keep reiterating myself. I will move anywhere once I book something, you know, something big, because otherwise, like, I don't like going where I'm not wanted. LA mm-hmm. is not gonna stop no. if I don't move.
They're not gonna say like, oh hey, what's up, young blood? Yeah. welcome.
But when I go there, I want people to be like, he's here. Like, I want the red carpet events.
I think you and I are the same in that way,
you know,
because it's like it's not that I don't want to go where I'm not wanted in that sense, but I think there is that I don't need to go someplace to prove myself to people who don't know me.
Facts. That's a great way of putting
it. I'd rather be here where I am now, help out, and then like if I get enough work that I need to go someplace, then we'll put that in the plate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm currently about to be on my hero's journey, which I think a move might happen once I book something. I feel like I've been on the brink of a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think after the strike, maybe.
You're on the availability. What was it called?
Check availability.
Check availability. Yeah. Check
because availability. Because I feel like people are recognizing me here locally a little bit more after like doing a couple commercials and voiceover gigs. And I love to give that to the people around me who felt exactly how I did. Like, how do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Being here.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let people know it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do it too. And I feel like whenever I do move to like become whatever I'm going to become, I can't wait to bring that back to my roots. Because so, I know some people move because they don't like where they come from. Shout out. Yo, that happens.
Yeah, get out.
Get out. Get out.
If you feel it's unhealthy for you or you feel like you're destined for more, get out.
Yeah.
Follow your, don't listen to us sometimes.
Yeah, don't listen to us. We're giving you infinite realities and probabilities.
Our goal here is not to direct you in any way, but to allow you to see that there's other options.
Yeah, totally. I would say definitely look into whatever you want to do. Like if you're a painter, like see where there's a lot of painters. Go to conferences, go to events in those areas. Like I went to a music expo in LA for the company ASCAP, and it was awesome. And it was like just for a weekend. I met with so many artists. I got to go to some panels. I got to be in LA, see what the vibe's about. I met so many people. That's cool.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that for yourself? Like check out landscapes, go to these events, and maybe you'll meet more people. And then you're like, this person lives in Alabama. And like
Alabama.
They want me to move in with them. And like, it's cool because rent's going to be really cheap and we're going to be able to have a content house. Like,
right.
You don't know.
Yeah, that's huge. Content houses.
Man.
Like live streamers have that too.
Ooh,
they're like, because they can all pitch in. They all got their one room that they all need. That's my office.
Yeah.
They just need to figure out how to like cook.
You know, I think ideally, like I've always thought about how cool it'd be to be in a content house. But part of me is like, it's also very hard. Like I want to think of like, when you go into any situation, you're like, I got an agent. I'm going to be a Marvel next week. You know, that's not realistic. And content house is like, there's also life that needs to happen within there and like also like relationships.
Yeah, turn it off.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So I think you would have to find people who are like willing to abide by certain rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like after this time, you know, like you got to ask for consent
to
film around me. You know what I mean? Like,
facts.
I mean, I'm cool. Like from 1 to 5, I'm game to be filmed. Whatever you're doing, if I'm in the background, I don't care.
Yeah.
But after, you know, this is.
Yeah. No girlfriends, no anything. Right. Like, let's make sure the rules are set.
Yeah. And like there has to be consequences to those rules, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna smash your phone.
Yeah.
That's something.
You get kicked out of the house.
Yeah, we're gonna office space your equipment.
Yeah.
Something. Anyway,
we're
going off tangent, but something to consider for sure if that's kind of the vibe you're feeling.
Yeah, location.
You know what you were saying just a second ago about like if you wanna travel to get an experience of this, I feel like you could also do that locally. And some people don't consider that. Like, for instance, the other day, not the other day. I say the other day as if it was the other day, you know.
It might be.
Going down to, like, a local art gallery and no one there knows you because you're in the performing arts world. And sometimes those two don't mix. But seeing other artists mingle amongst themselves about certain things, that's that thing that opens you up that, like, there's more to you. There's more to you than just like what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I think you were saying something like LA is just going to continue moving forward.
Always.
With or without you.
For sure.
And that happens on a local setting too. You know, those galleries will continue going. These photographers will continue working, doing their thing. Like, you don't need to get in their lane, but you have to also like know that they have a lane.
Yeah.
I think it's important as well. So you can like, you know, I'm gonna merge for a hot second.
Yeah.
Check out what's happening here. Allow yourself to take that in and grow from that. I think that would be something that is good about dipping into other regions is seeing how things are done there.
Yeah, a little differently. Yeah, totally.
Best case, what was it? Best practices are always, I mean, that's kind of what this podcast supports, right? Like best practices.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Trying to
get what's your, so I want to
trying to give you all the tools.
I want to go back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning.
When, what is your great what is Scott. Your routine when you do these go out of town bits?
What's my routine?
Yeah, what's your routine? I'm curious. Because I know if I did it frequently enough, and by frequent, I would say like 3 times a month or something, twice a month, I would definitely be having a routine.
I would say I'm in LA once a month on average. That's my average.
Do you have a routine then at this point?
Yeah. Okay. As soon as I get the call and realize I have to be in LA, I check what I'm doing that day, first and foremost. Talk to our boss. Make sure I'm not working that day. And if I am, say, sorry, I got to go.
Yeah.
And then I call everyone who's in LA. Call Steven. I call Javi. That's it for right now. That I usually call for right now to be like, what are they doing?
Keep it simple. Right,
because if they are there, usually Steven's like, yeah, come through or sleep on my couch. Like, I make sure my situation over there is set up. And of course I confirm, look over the materials and then get ready to go. If it's driving, I just make sure I'm ready. If it's a plane, I just look into flights real quick. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's usually routine, bro. I really don't try to think too much on the audition. I try to just make sure when I'm there, I can just exist and be okay. Because what's going to happen is going to happen. They're going to know when I walk in if they like me or not.
Yeah, they know immediately. Yeah.
And when you walk in, they're like, nope. But keep going, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah, and you can't walk in,
they're like, please be it. Please be it, you know?
Like, yeah.
I just try to have fun.
And then what's your post-routine afterwards? Like, do you treat yourself to something? Do you, like, do a little curb sidewalk dance? And you're like, all right.
Definitely not the dance, but you know, if I'm able to, unlike yesterday, if I'm able to stay around, like I like to get food. Food is like, you know, always makes me feel better and like hang out with my friends that I haven't seen in a while, catch up, you know, whatever it is. But yeah, I always treat myself to a good meal. Back when I used to go to the Burbank airport all the time, I think Guy Fieri has like a burger place. I used to always get myself.
Oh, I heard about this. There. Yes.
Yeah.
Hit the spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it's I guess in the last few auditions I've gone to have been in SF, close enough to the downtown area. Yeah. I always go to Super Duper Burger after. Oh,
Super Duper's fire.
I get like a small burger and a shake.
Yeah.
And that usually is like, all right.
Yeah, I think
the job's done.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that, because I think it's really important for all of us to like pat ourselves on the back for being committed to ourselves and our art, and to be like, thank you for showing up for yourself today. Yeah. Like the Snoop Dogg. I think we were talking about that in the last one. I was like, thank
you. Is there anyone you want to thank, Snoop Dogg?
I like to thank me.
People laugh, but it was like he continued talking about why.
Yeah.
And I love that.
And it's real. It's real. Yeah, I think any of y'all listening out there, y'all can make it wherever you are. Is it easier in some places? Maybe. If you have the money, definitely a lot easier. But you can make it anywhere you are. You just got to put the hustle in.
Yeah.
Make the most out of opportunities.
Yeah.
Because I do think moving or going somewhere is kind of like going to a different school where nobody knows you.
I never even thought of it that way, but that's interesting.
You could reinvent yourself, but if you already like who you are,
yeah,
I don't think you need to move. It's just, you know, finding the tools, the resources to like elevate what you're doing.
Yeah. And if you've already got the talent and you display it in such a way that people can see that potential that you already know, That's a skill too.
Agreed.
Because there, you know, we know a lot of talented people who don't share it in that way, and they don't have a podcast.
straight up, yo, hey, take advantage of all this online stuff too. Zoom classes. There's so many ways you can like meet with people via Zoom.
Yeah.
Or like listen
virtual.
Or like watch our podcast on YouTube. You know. Speaking of which, I'm David Morales, or Active Poet.
And I'm Tossi Alabastro. You can find me on socials at Tossi Alabastro.
And this has been our podcast,
Art Time Job.
Reminding you to make time for your art, no matter where you are.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
If you're still listening, hey, let us know
where you are.
Where you are. And if there is a region that's pulsing for you, and and what you feel you need as a support to make that leap for yourself.
Yeah, matter of fact, if you're still here, let us know below what regions for what did you find are great for like your art. You know, if you're like Nashville for songwriting, you know, New York for theater, whatever you think slash what you know, let's create like a little community of like, yo, let people know. Yo, I found the best sculpturing in Santa Fe.
I thought you were going to say taqueria.
Hey, like, culinary that's important. Artist. Yeah, that is. Best food smacks there, you know.
Yeah.
That's important as well. But yeah, also follow us at Art Time Job Podcast, please.
Please.
All right, y'all. See ya.
For real.